Dude, I gotta stop doing this. I literally have to stop doing this. I did it again. I've been talking for like 5 minutes and I never press record. So here we are. What is wrong with me? Okay, we're snapping in action, guys. So I am on here. This is one of the my top of the dome podcast that I'm going to start implementing because again, this is my play space, guys. I look like I have something in the background, like I'm an alien, which I am. And back to the point. So these are top of the dome podcasts that I'm going to have when my ADHD is peaking and I feel like there's some insight that I just want to express because at the end of the day, like I said, this is my playground. And I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to do what I want, guys. I'm going to see. I'm going to test the universe and I'm going to do what I see fits and I'm going to see what sticks and what you guys like. And maybe you've already tuned out by now, but this is what we're doing. So my podcasting equipment allows me to record myself. And even though this is something that's very awkward for me, because I, as much as I love looking at myself, because I'm a Leo, I like looking at myself with the filters on Instagram, and this doesn't have a filter. So here we are. Being vulnerable, opening up. And at the end of the day, I told myself, why not just use it? Practice and try and take the risk. And if you don't like the video, I never have to show it to you guys. So that's where we're at. And I don't know, maybe I will post it, maybe I won't, but that's not the point. The point is that we're trying things, we're trying new things, and I definitely want to get better at these like epiphany moments where I just want to express. And so, Top of the Dome podcasts are going to definitely be something that I want to share with you guys. I don't know if that will hopefully refine itself or it'll be like, you know, what kind of, I don't know what kind of content that is, but here we are. What is it that I am feeling excited to share?
That made my heart flutter.
While I'm in this beautiful red universe that I have created for myself, I've had a lot of big moments in my life. I've had a lot of like epiphany moments in my life. One of them was definitely at 15. Another one was definitely at 25. And maybe 35 is going to be so impactful that it's taking a lot of time. But 34 was a huge year for me. This last year, this last birthday ignited in me something that I'm just so grateful for. And that is this raised universe. That is me being like, fuck, like just being so fucking over the narrative in life that I can come to you barefaced and, you know, in my husband's zip up with my red universe that may seem cheesy and corny as fuck, but this is where I'm at right now. And 34 has definitely, I mean, like, I have been expressing in my last recent podcast, in the last recent episode, but I have just really clicked with me and I have really gained back or realized what is needed to gain back that trust with myself that I think was lost and that trust with myself that I think is necessary for this next phase and for everything I want in life, you know? Trust in ourselves is a huge part of why we don't go for the things that we want to go for. You know, there's also clarity, there's also habits. You know, a lot of the things that we put on ourselves just boils down to habits. And I might have like a whole series on habits because that's one of my favorite topics. But self-trust is huge in having the confidence to like go out and be yourself and do what you want to do. And so what I've realized, what it is that I need, that missing ingredient that I need to give myself, it is definitely taking the risk so that I can build that self-trust, so that I can kind of quiet the fear. I have been feeding the fear like a monster for years, and it really took a big hold on me. And I think that in some way, we're all fighting fear, right? We're all, there's levels to this shit. That's like one of my favorite sayings. There's levels to this shit. You could be at a point where you don't even have a voice. You don't even know who you are, which I have been to a couple times in my life. And then you can be at the point where, you know, kind of feel, everyone thinks that you made it, but you're trying to take it to the next level, or you're completely forging a new path that no one understands. You know, there's different levels to that self-trust and there's different levels to those risks. But I know right now that, like, I want to extinguish every fucking fear that I have within me. And I am going full throttle for it because I fucking caught momentum. I caught motivation and I've started little by little. And now I'm on this wave of like, what can I try next? What can I try this? Fuck it. Let's do it. Like, what's the worst that can happen? Let's fucking try it. Right. So, I have most recently, you know, that is like the basis of what this episode's going to get into, but now tying it into life and tying it into real life fucking stories that make me say, fuck yeah, let's go, right? So recently I celebrated my youngest daughter's 11th birthday. And it, you know, since my nephew used to live with us for a little bit, and I fucking love the shit out of this kid. I love you, Cayman, so much. Anyway, so his going to college was a huge thing for me. You know, that was another big moment. Just like, it's been like back to back for a little while. Because one, I fucking love this kid. He's fucking amazing. I loved having him in the house. I loved the friendship that we made. And he was my little partner, man. Like, we were besties. So him leaving, not only did that hurt because, you know, you start to get that like empty nest syndrome, but you realize how fast it went. And then I'm realizing how fast it's going with my oldest, Gigi. And I, like, I know she just got into high school. I know she's going to be leaving high school within a blink of an eye because I already experienced it. And it's going to be fast. And then my baby, who very much loves being my baby, me and her have the baby relationship. She is now turning 11. So she had her 11th birthday last week. And I have been going through all the emotions. I have been, you know, just so proud of the little lady that she became. And I have notes here because I, as you can see, my ADHD is everywhere. Sometimes I have to talk to figure out what I'm going to say. And then in there, there's bombs, I promise. In there, there's something. Sometimes it has to take a few turns to get to the point. So I have notes to make sure that I'm on point. But I have been going through all the emotions. You know, proud that she's a little lady. Proud that, you know, she's just so smart and independent and self-assured. And, you know, no bullshit. She's so fucking cool. And I'm so proud of that. So just that immense portion of it. Sad that I don't have any babies anymore that, you know, love and affection and that admiration and that the magic that comes with that stage when they're deep in exploration and you get to see them just discover, they give you another lens to the world also, you know? So I'm growing out of that, obviously. She's full preteen now. And also the fear, right? The fear of her growing up, of who she's going to turn out to be, of if I'm raising her right, if am I giving her all the input she needs to be her best self, and am I doing enough, and just immense fear because, you know, this is your kid and you're fucking scared for them. But there was a fear that was immense, and it was different in a way than what you're thinking apart from that. There was a fear that was coming up, growing immensely, and it had no exoteric reason. It had no deep, meaningful reason. It was the fact that we were going to Busch Gardens with her and her cousins. We had a great time. And I am now afraid of heights. I have ridden roller coasters before. I've skydived before. I used to be a little risk taker back in the day. And through this process of self-doubt and through this process of giving up on myself, really. You know, I have become afraid of heights. And it is a fear that has taken over me. I mean, sometimes I get scared to, like, drive on big bridges here in Miami and Fort Lauderdale because I'm just, like, scared of heights now. Like, it's a thing. And it's a fear that I know I have to catch up with, because if not, it'll just get worse as I get older, because as we get older, we have more fears, right? Like, my joints are hurting. My hips be aching. I have a fear of hurting myself again. And it's not just on the roller coaster, you know, those are completely separate fears. But as you get older, I feel like your fear starts to intensify. And so it's something that I've been like, I know strategically, you know, because I'm a planner at the end of the day. Strategically, it's something that I've been like, okay, we got to get ahead of this. We got to start fighting this fear of heights and doing it little by little, but we can't let it progress. It cannot be something that progresses, because I want to live life and I want to go out there and I want to do crazy things and I want to see beautiful things. And sometimes that's up in the sky. So I definitely want to skydive again. Actually, something me and Gianna have always said we're going to do for her 18th birthday. So I know it's coming too, you know, that I got to put on that face and I got to put it on for her. So, you know, I know Busch Gardens is coming and I am fucking petrified of how I'm going to get on these roller coasters, but I'm just not thinking about it. I have other things that I'm worried about. I'm stressed and I'm trying to get my daughter's birthday perfect, and I'm purposefully using all the other things that I have going on in my life to really not think about what it is that I'm going to do, because I know I'm going to fucking do it. So here we are. We get to Busch Gardens. There ends up being like drama getting in with, you know, there's this lady and she's just acting like a fucking Karen. I don't know what the hell is happening. So I'm like, what the fuck mode. There's like this, we're getting into this park where, you know, it's, we got like six kids with us, five kids. And I'm just trying to like get through, to get to the point of like, okay, what are we doing? And before I know it, I find myself in line for the Iron Gwazi. I think that's what it's called. Yeah. The Iron Gwazi. Now, to put this in context, I looked it up afterwards. This is one of the tallest and fastest roller coasters in the world. I don't know the stats. I don't know where it lines up, but that is what Google said. And a bunch of other articles said that this thing is like the bee's knees when it comes to fucking roller coasters, right? I didn't even know this. I got on the first ride that we were all able to get on where we coordinated, and I just was in line and I was ready to go next. And I'm watching the video of this ride while I'm in line waiting to get on the ride. And mind you, there was five of us. So it wasn't all the kids, but my daughters went on and my niece went on and me and my husband. So it's two, and my oldest daughter wanted to ride with my husband, and my niece and my daughter were going to ride together, obviously, because I'm not going to be the one to like break them up. And I'm always fine just making sure the kids are happy. So I was like, I'll partner up with whoever's there. It's fine. And at least this way, no one sees me literally shitting myself on this roller coaster. Okay, not literally, but you know what I mean? I was praying to God for a miracle, right? So I find a partner on this roller coaster. I mean, everyone knows I'm scared because they know I'm scared of heights. It's gotten to the point where there was like this little water slide in Atlantis in Nassau, and I couldn't get on it. Like, to the point where I sat down because I was like, fuck this, I'm gonna do this shit. I sat down and the green line went on and I was like, I can't do it. And I had to get up in front of a huge line of people. So embarrassing. And they were all like, yeah, you can do it. You're little. And I was like, no. Anyway, they coerced me to sit back on. He counts down. He puts the green light. And I go, no. I stand back up. And I'm like, sorry, guys. Gotta go. Did the walk of shame. The line was long as fuck. And got the hell out of there. So this is where I'm coming from. To the point where, like, I'm realizing that I'm about to get on this freaking roller coaster and holy fuck. So I find someone to ride with. You know, I can't just walk away. I told myself I was coming here to face this fear. I told myself this was a great opportunity. My daughters are sitting there looking at me. They already think mommy's a wimp, you know, and I gotta fucking do it. Like, no excuses. I gotta get on this fucking ride. That's it. So I find someone to partner with. They sit next to me and I'm strapped in. I strap in for fucking dear life. I make sure that, you know, I asked the lady probably like 3 times, this is secure, right? This is how my seatbelt's gonna go, right? And they were like rolling their eyes at me, yes. And that was it. There was no turning back. I was ready to fucking go. The light turns green and this machine flings me at 76 miles an hour, drops me at a 90 degree angle from 206 feet in the sky. And mind you, I have never, ever opened my eyes on a roller coaster. Like, I'll do it, but I always close my eyes. I forced myself to keep my eyes open. I forced myself to look at what the fuck I was doing, to take it all in, to be present in that moment. And I held on for dear life, and I was looking. And all I could think, all that came to me the entire time that I was on that roller coaster was, it's supposed to be scary. It's supposed to be scary. It's supposed to be scary. And I'm sitting there and I'm saying this to myself while I'm like opening my eyes and my kids are in front, like front row. I'm scared. My senses are all in. Like it is flight or fight moment. And all I could say, all I can repeat is this mantra that came to me of, it's supposed to be scary. It's supposed to be scary. This is why they make it. This is why they do this, so they can scare you, so they can get a thrill out of you, so you can feel a certain way. It's supposed to be scary. I'm saying this to myself for a whole 2 minutes. That felt like 1,000 hours. I'm going to get some water because your girl. No se cae. So I get off the roller coaster. You know, my daughter is so wrapped up in emotion of what she just went through. My niece is traumatized, poor thing. Both of my daughters ended up passing out on the ride, which is insane. And, you know, just for one of those milliseconds that you see on Instagram where it's like, you know. And my husband is laughing his ass off, just enjoying the moment of all of us, all of these women just freaking the fuck out. And I'm traumatized with like my high bun. If you know me, I'm always in a high bun. It was like over here. So I'm processing it. You know, my daughter is processing it, and I'm trying to act real cool for my goddaughter and my godson that stayed behind because they were like, we're gonna see how you guys do first. I'm trying to come back like, it's cool. And meanwhile, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck just, like, what did I just go through? So I end up seizing the fucking day, going on every roller coaster I can get my fucking hands on. And this ended up becoming my mantra. It's supposed to be scary. It's supposed to be scary. There was another roller coaster I went on that went upside down a bunch of times. And I sat with another mom whose kids were in front too and bonded with her on that moment and just kept saying, it's supposed to be scary. It's supposed to be scary. At one point, I was screaming this at the top of my lungs, you know, one of the rides. And I was that freak in the back that couldn't handle the roller coasters, but I was fucking doing it. Okay. I was fucking doing it. And the trip passes. We have a great time. Everyone's has a great time. I come back. I allow myself a day to try not to do shit, even though, you know, I went to yoga and grocery shopping has to happen. But I really tried to take a day to just like come down, relax, be able to be peaceful, because I don't like to do things back to back stressed. Mama's got to take care of herself. So a day to relax. And it's not until this moment, this is, you know, wrapping up the pod here. It's not until this very moment that I'm sitting here and I'm like, it's supposed to be scary. It's supposed to be scary. It's fucking supposed to be scary. I'm starting a new venture. I'm starting a new business. I'm putting my vulnerability out there for everyone to see. I don't know shit about marketing, if you can't tell from my fucking page. I am starting a whole other venture and trying to learn that. I am coming into this new era of my life, this new red universe that I've created for myself. And it's supposed to be scary. I have been riddled in fear for so many years. I've allowed it to take over me for so many years. And I've given it meaning. I've given it a persona. I made it into a monster when really, it's supposed to be scary. So the fuck what? Like, you gotta keep doing it. You gotta do it scared. You have to know that it's gonna be scary. It's supposed to be scary. If you want growth, if you want change, if you want to evolve, if you want to create a new way and a new path, or you just see something that you think is just supposed to make sense and no one else sees it, it's supposed to be scary. If you want to create a new life for yourself, end old habits, get into better shape, start a new career, follow a new curiosity that hopefully turns into a passion, which is a whole nother podcast. Just anything. Anything you want to do that is anything outside of your comfort zone is supposed to be scary. We have a brain that is literally wired to keep us safe. And anything outside of that, which is what our subconscious deems safe, is supposed to be scary. And it's just like, duh, Christy. It's one of those moments that, like, it's such a simple statement. There's so much truth to this statement. And at the same time, it's like, when you apply it in the moment where it needs to be applied, it's so incredibly profound. And I'm so grateful for it. I'm so grateful for that. That moment of, duh, Christy, it's supposed to be scary, for that mantra that was just given to me, in that moment. And coming into, you know, all of these new risks and fears that I am on a mission to conquer, going into this new era of I'm gonna cry. Not having babies, of seeing my daughters grow and be big and create a life for themselves eventually, you know? I always live 10 years ahead, so I know I'm getting ahead of myself. But see who they are becoming. To see who I am becoming. It's supposed to be scary, because if it's not scary, it's not fucking good enough. It's not big enough. It's not momentous enough. It is just another mundane thing. And the scarier you are, the more you need to throw yourself at it. And again, I'm not, you know, please don't do anything insane in the membrane. I don't want to, you know, get a text that you fucking put all your money on the next fucking investment, or you free dived off a cliff. Not like that. Okay? Listen to some of the scaries, but most of the scaries in our world, in the things that we choose to do, they're usually a calling. They're usually something that we need to overcome, learn from, and it just makes so much more sense to fling ourselves at that rather than lie in the fear of what if. Lie in the fear of all the things that can go wrong. Lie in the fear of I'm not good enough. Lie in the fear of the I can'ts that come up because of those fears. Fling yourself at it. Fling yourself fucking at it. Get on the fucking roller coaster and enjoy the fucking ride. Even if you have to do it scared, because it's supposed to be scary. If it's not scary, it's not thrilling. If it's not scary, it's usually not exciting in a way. Being scared is can be an exhilarating feeling if you learn and you trust in yourself to conquer it. So, I invite you to get on the fucking roller coaster. I invite you to share with me what is your next roller coaster. And I invite you to turn your fears into freedoms. This is the Risk It with Chrissy podcast. Let's risk it all, baby. I love you.